Welcome back.
Hi, guys.
This is the Raise Up Podcast. I'm Athena.
Charlie.
Yes, and we're here to talk about the 2025 means year 25 for us.
The end of 24.
Yes, yes. And so just kind of you and I have just kicking across a little bit of reminiscing about 25 Christmases, 25 New Year's Eves.
Yeah, it's
That's not in business, but that's with BAC in general, and just thinking about, gosh, you know, this is something like the new year for me is about a time of reflection and then also making plans for what's to come in the next 12 months, and it's fun to think about where we've come from, but then also the exciting things that we have planned for this. Like 2025 is going to be the biggest year ever for us.
Well, every
in
year
all is, areas.
Every year is always the biggest year ever.
I feel like you're right. You're, so, you're absolutely right.
Every year seems like it's the next biggest year. So,
it is.
I mean, 25 years is one quarter of a decade. I mean, it's a long time. It's a 25 years in business of being in business, employees, everything else that we've had. It's been a journey through that 25 years, and it's interesting to see where we started out and where we're at now. I remember having two-way radios in the limos and talking to the other drivers and.
Yep.
Being all
they
over
were
towns.
Mounted in the dash of the vehicles.
And they were mounted in the glove boxes.
Well,
yeah.
I guess I'm thinking.
Yeah. And so, yeah. So just back in the day when we would do these off the wall trips and somebody would call you up and they'd have a fistful of money and they'd want you to come pick them up at Cars and Huffman or Mountain View, and they were wearing baggy pants with green underwear. And you're like, what? But
to today now where we don't take a reservation unless we have a full payment.
I mean, I know the last time we got a cash payment that somebody came in and actually paid cash for a limo.
It doesn't happen very often.
Doesn't happen anymore. So it's just, it's so different in where we started to where we're at today. If we had stayed just in the limo business, we would be out of business. We had to definitely adapt and overcome and look at different opportunities that comes up and not reinvent the business, just expand on our capabilities and our functionalities within the company. Like we got into baggage claim delivery, we got into crew transportation, we got into medical transportation, we got into all these different things, wheelchair services. I mean, all these different opportunities that happened because we were working in one field or another.
Yep.
That we saw. And so 25 years of seeing that and having the employees and knowing that we're over 200 employees now, but probably over the 25 years that somebody's worked for us, we've probably had over 1,000 people have worked for us.
Well over 1,000 in 20 years.
And it's interesting to see, we're seeing second generation family members working for us now.
Like, yeah, does that make you feel old?
It does. It does. No doubt in my mind. Yeah, I'm 56 now. And so just understanding that we've had people that started with us and then their kids have worked for us. And now their kids are now starting to come to an age that could be DGMs. They could be.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see a second or third generation of employees coming through the company and seeing where they're at and to see where we're at. I mean, see where. We used to run this out of a parking lot, and then we ran it out of a small shop that one day Bill was moving out one door and we were moving in the other door.
Yep.
to leasing areas, to owning our own shop now and owning our own property. And so it's really come 360 full. I mean, it's just like it's...
You know, I think about... because, I mean, when I think about we've done 25 Christmases... as business owners, and there is a lot of rinse and repeat that happens, and you get to decide as the business owner, am I going to allow this to keep repeating? And depending on where we were at in the season of our life, there was some things that were getting allowed that we were allowing to repeat because this was a bigger problem at the time. And so we were focused on this, and this was over here kind of like on its little autopilot, or it was annoying, but it wasn't, I would say, like, we had those habitual things that would just like pop up that we weren't going to discuss because we had this bigger fish to fry.
We allowed it to happen at that time, and then as you get through more seasons, we see that we don't want that to allow anymore. We want to see more unity. We want to see more collaboration.
Yes, I think unity is a good word, because you just don't realize how much these smaller little problems like stack into like a stack of 10 small problems that become one big problem. And I think that that's probably like the season that I'm in right now, where I just don't want to allow the smaller stuff to stack, and I don't have to. And so then what energy do we have to put towards that to keep it from growing? And it kind of reminds me of parenting in a way. If you're like going and dealing with the tantrum right then and there, then the child knows that if this behavior persists, like you're right there correcting it and moving them down the road away from that behavior. But if you just kind of are letting them do their thing, then it's just gonna, the tantrum's gonna get bigger, the problem's gonna get bigger. And I think we're in a season of like course correcting smaller issues. And that's like really optimization.
Well, we want 18 players to play with another 18 players, and we want the 18 there. So, you know, for a while, as we talked about COVID and some of our older ones and how people were at home and there was free government money and things didn't want to work, and then people wanted to work from home, and then, you know, that was the whole challenge of getting people to work at home. And then once we figured out they can work at home, nobody wanted to come back to the offices. So there's been so many different challenges and different things gone through in our history of our career, of our company, it's interesting to see where we're at now. But I look at that, we are in some of the best years that we've ever been in. And when I say that is like, we've grown it to the size it is now, and how many employees we have, and how many people we've affected their lives, and how many people have stayed with us for 10, 11, 12 years, 8 years, 5 years, how many times it is, and where the fleet has come from, where it started to where it is now, and where we started off, and where we had our first limos at 54th and Arctic to the different properties we moved to from there. So, I mean, I look at this and just say, wow, 25 years seem like such a long time ago, but it really wasn't. Seems like it was just yesterday. I was sitting in front of the Thursday night of the fights trying to pitch limos to people when they were coming out drunk and getting them to rent it for $75 an hour.
Yeah.
And that was good money then. And I could get somebody to do it for 2 or 3 hours. I mean, that was the mentality of hustling and going out there. We hustle in a different way now. We are more ingenuitive into marketing and Facebooking and having a marketing team do it. And, you know, we still get those phone calls that someone needs a limo. I got a phone call yesterday from a volleyball team that wants to take their volleyball team out tomorrow in a limo. And they used to do this a long time ago, and they stopped doing it, and they wanted to redo it again.
How'd they get your phone number?
So they called, of course, another person that knew me it. And, okay. You know, so I got a referral, and then they called me up directly, and they said, hey, Charlie, we used to do this. We haven't done it, but our girls are... One stayed in volleyball, and we want to treat them to this limo to take them to practice, to take them to Guido's, to do this whole thing like we used to. And can we do that this Wednesday? And I'm sorry, it's short notice. And it's funny is when people call you and tell you it's short notice, I'm like, we're a transportation company. I mean, if you're asking me for a limo in 5 minutes, that's tough. But if you're giving me 2 days notice, I should be able to handle this, you know. And so it was easy enough to take it and say, yes, we'd love to help you and take care of this. And those are the cool ones, because you know that they're doing it for a purpose and a reason. Is like these people accomplished something and they wanted to treat them to something fun, and we used to love taking them out. So anyways, I look at 2025 as going to be just another epic year. 24 was an epic year. Even going through COVID, they were epic years, just differently. just everything was a different way of how things led up to where it is today.
So
looking forward to some of the new management staff that we have in here, some of the new leadership that are bringing new ideas to the table. I'm looking forward to just to see how this summer is going to run, because every summer just gets bigger and bigger and it runs more and more. And what is that going to look like for this year? What's our projections? You know, what are we going to do?
You know, when I think about like some of my most proud moments in the organization over time, it's really been like, I remember the first year that I took over as the operations manager. DC was leaving and I was stepping into that role, and I felt like I was so over my head. I was just like, man, I'm just getting steamrolled with these like problems that keep coming up, and I had to understand how I was going to get ahead of this stuff because it was repeating. To like, I look at now where my greatest moments have been alongside especially the leadership team, where I've been able to encourage them, reframe the situation, shed some perspective on, hey, we did 1,000 trips in the last 24 hours. So this is not going to be what you think it is if we have a service failure that happens. Like, it's like,
we did 1,000 trips in the last 24 hours. I don't know what day that was.
Was probably, we would probably do 1,000 trips within a 48-hour period in the peak of summer.
Yeah.
But what I meant by that was sometimes it feels like things are heavier than they need to be. And that's probably been the greatest lesson that time has taught me, is that it doesn't need to be so serious. It's not, it's important. And what we do matters, but at the end of it, like, you do a great job of bringing amusement to situations with your wit, and especially like I was telling the guys who are setting up the cameras about our Sunday and how you're walking around taking care of stuff in the house, and I just needed a day to just hang out and just be myself in my skin. And you were doing your thing and doing what you wanted to do, but
doing what I wanted to do, clean house and do laundry and pick up the whole house and cook. And
you decided that you wanted things a certain way at the house, and
we just got back from our trip, and it looked like a bomb went off in our house, and you guys kept walking around it, and I was like, okay, well, nobody's gonna do it. I just guess I'll get started, and then. You were on your phone playing, and I'm thinking, okay, well, she'll jump in and help.
I did some reading. Soon. I caught up
TikTok,
on TikTok,
Facebook.
I don't have TikTok.
Whatever,
for the record.
Whatever you were on Facebook.
But I just like
it didn't matter.
Nice day.
It was good for her to have her day, but then she's like, hey, why don't you call the kids? And I'm like, well how about I let you do that
you
one task
at
today?
You said no. I'm not doing that. I'm gonna let you do that one thing. But you know what? That just what I enjoyed about that time was you just get to be who you need to be that day.
Sure.
And you weren't upset with me, like telling me that I'm being lazy and this or that, because I'm not a lazy person.
Listen,
but
listen, you did it for 23 years, and I could I guess I could tough it out on a Sunday, that I could start handling some of those things. I was very well blessed to have most everything taken care of for me, so it wasn't a big heavy lift to give you a nice day to sit around and do nothing in your robe.
But the point of it is that allowing ourselves to be who we are and allowing others to show up and be who they need to be that day. Sometimes people just need a little bit of encouragement to rise to an occasion, and sometimes that's just who they are, and sometimes who they are doesn't fit in with your culture. But that's probably the greatest piece, is it's like, I'm more congruent in my life in this season than I ever was before. I was trying to be this person for this employee and department and trying to, you know, and it's like
the experiments.
I did a lot of experiments, and at the end of it, you have to be true to yourself so that you can lead in a way that is authentic, because otherwise people aren't going to believe you. It's like trying to sell something that you don't believe in.
Amway.
I don't know anything about Amway, but
I can't sell Amway.
That's really it. Is it's like I realize that if I'm not who I truly am, I'm not going to convince anybody of any like vision or dream or direction. And sometimes it's just not that serious.
Well, I look forward to having a great year. I look forward to taking some more time off. I look forward to enjoying some of the fruits of our labor. We've had 25 years we have been in business, and I can think of the first 12 or 13 or 14 years that we didn't take very much time off at all, that we worked
it. Yeah, we worked it.
All the time. And we were working 18, 20 hours a day. And we'd do it 7 days a week. And if it wasn't snow plowing, if it wasn't lawn maintenance, if it wasn't painting, if it wasn't limos, if it wasn't whatever the business that we were in at that time, or if it wasn't all three of them at the same time right. going on, that we were building our businesses to get to where it is now. And I was having this conversation with the McKenna brothers, and I was talking to Justin, and I was talking to all these other people, and I just said, you know, we're to a point now that we got to enjoy what we have and do it. And what I tell you this is that you guys, like, we can work ourselves right into
the grave.
A grave, right into the ground. And you could have hundreds of dollars in your bank account, or you could have millions of dollars in your bank account. But once you die, it doesn't matter. So enjoy what you have and enjoy it with the people you have. And then, like, we ran this experiment of going on this cruise, and we took 16 family members on a cruise.
Well, and that was including two of us, so 14.
So we took 16 people of us, mm-hmm. that are mostly Grimms, on a family cruise. It wasn't a total shit show.
Oh, come on.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a total shit show. There was some moments that were very tough in times, but there were some awesome times that some of the grandkids and some of the other ones got some good time. We got some great time. We got some time just to hang out in our room and watch a movie and cuddle and had some great times and not let anybody know where our room was. Like, that was awesome. And it was good to go out and get the exercise and go out and walk the deck in a nice warm area.
Yeah.
It was nice to get out of town.
Not work.
And not much work.
Right.
We didn't have to do a whole lot. There were some things that we dealt with that was going on, but it wasn't major. It wasn't horrible. But we definitely ran the experiment because it's the first time we've ever done that.
We
took all the family. And so it was an adjustment for them because each family runs their things a little bit different. Esther and Tabor run things a little bit differently. My aunt and uncle. Your mom runs ways differently. Mike, my cousin, runs it differently. Orion and Holly and their family run things differently.
So that's our oldest son and his wife and their children.
Six children. And so everybody kind of had their own things. And I always put myself at the highest pecking order of that because, like, I am setting up the trip and buying the trip and wanted to treat people to the trip. So I was trying to organize the trip.
This was all your idea.
It was all my idea. And I take 100% responsibility for this, for the good and the bad. But in the long run, it was very successful for a lot of the trip that we had.
Yeah.
And it was good, and the kids had an amazing time that they'll probably remember for the rest of their life, and being on the beach and flopping around in the ocean and eating whenever they wanted to, and eating ice cream at whatever times they were. And I remember walking around, and I think people know, and I've been on this journey of getting healthier and doing this stuff. And I remember grabbing a sugar cookie and looking at this person that was on their fourth serving of ice cream, and I put the sugar cookie down and I walked up the stairs and I walked another 3 miles because I'm thinking, I am not going to be that guy that is there. And I came back and I told Athena, I said, you know, I'm a little bit worried about if I gain weight on this trip or not, because we weren't in our normal eating habits. We weren't eating the food that we normally would. And nothing against the cruise lines, but it's not like the healthiest stuff that's on that boat. Like, you weren't sitting there getting, there was some healthy stuff there. There was some salad stuff. There were some other options.
Probably wasn't organic though.
But most everything was fried. I mean, like, you know, we did have some hamburgers, but we ate them with no buns. We ate them just lettuce and stuff like that. But I actually came back and I was kind of bummed because I was like, I only lost a pound when I came back. But then when I took the rest of my clothes off, I realized I lost 3 or 4 pounds, because usually I weigh myself after I get out of the shower on a daily basis. And I'm thinking to myself,
so you went on a cruise and you lost 4 pounds.
Well, and just not the cruise, but I hadn't weighed myself since we left for our other 3 weeks of not eating at home and doing our normal thing. So we were eating out at restaurants and doing all this other stuff, that stuff that I wouldn't normally eat, like bread. I was eating bread. I was eating some stuff I usually don't eat in my dietary habits. But at the end of the ball game, I lost 4 pounds in what was 4 weeks, which doesn't sound like it, but I was on vacation, or I was on business trips, or I was doing things differently, that stuff I wouldn't normally eat. And it's so funny, as I was talking to some other people and they're like, I think I gained 10 pounds on this trip. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, 10 pounds, are you kidding me? I mean, wait, they were eating just 3 different desserts. Like, I remember your mom, like, we all had a couple bites of their desserts and we all handed it to your mom, and she had like 6 desserts in front of her.
Oh, I didn't see
and
that.
Your mom is not a heavy person by any means. She's a very thin, but she loves her sugar.
Sweet.
So, like, she had my malted loving chocolate cake because I wanted 2 bites of it, but I gave it to her, and somebody else gave her her ice cream, and somebody else gave her cheesecake. Oh, yeah. And it was just like this whole thing that was happening. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my word, you know, because I am trying to get myself down to this weight that I want to be at and where I want to be in my health. And none of that was there. And it was funny, as Mike had this drink card ticket, and he's like, do you want a Red Bull? You can get Red Bulls on this thing. And I was like, no, I haven't had a Red Bull in a year, and I haven't had a Monster in 5 months. And I drink water, and I drink Kono, K-O-N-O, at packets. I'm throwing it out there for my boy, these hydration packets and a little bit of Crystal Light and water. And I try to drink anywhere from 12 to 14 of these a day for my water intake to do it, because I don't drink soda pop. I drink a coffee or two a day, maybe. But like,
you proved to yourself that you could actually like be out of town and not be like totally derailing your diet. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I realized that I'd probably buy, next place we go to, I'd probably buy a steamer and bring it with somewhere and just buy it and just steam some food and eat some more healthier food or find some more healthier options. The places that we went to, I didn't feel like it had some of the healthy options. Some of the places we went to, like in Austin, did have some healthier options. And we did get in a lot of steps. And I could have been more intentional. You know, when you go to a barbecue place, you eat some barbecue food. The amount of food we ate was a lot less. And we shared some meals. Yeah. And it was just interesting. But I guess talking about 2025 is that I think we're going to have the best year ever. I think our relationship with you and I has been one of the best years we've had.
It's definitely been more intentional.
Yeah.
And
so you're saying it's not the best.
No, what I'm saying is that it takes us deciding that we are going to be intentional about what we're allowing. And I think when you look back on the years of us running the businesses, we allowed other things to like take precedence. And so everyone else was getting that oxygen mask put on them, and we weren't doing it for ourselves. And I'm not just saying for our marriage, but for ourselves. Like, your focus on your health now. was not a thing back then. And you were tired, run down, in low energy or whatever, if you were having, you know, like eating junk food. And so then how could you show
up? How could KFC be junk food?
But then you would show up in that space, and whatever was whatever you were dealing with at that time was projected on everybody else. And same with me.
Yeah.
And same with the other humans that we like kind of circled around. And so it's like we had to decide who's going to, like, are we going to actually treat ourselves like we care about ourselves? Like,
yeah.
Because I felt like sometimes I cared about you more than you cared about you.
100%.
And that seems nice.
And I felt like I cared about me more than I cared about you.
About some things. About
some things. You know, I just think we've been more intentional about where we are in life and where we want to be in life and where we want to spend our next 25 to 30 years. I think that we're on a plan of healthiness, getting our kids through high school, getting them to college, getting our other ones that have six kids to get them to learn where their next journey and their next step is going to be. It's more intentional to get our employees up to where they need to be at, and to definitely take more time for ourselves so we're better. And you know, it's funny, as we have some friends, I'm going to throw Lane Nichols out there, right out there. It's like, sometimes we say, hey, Lane, let's go. And he's like, I can't leave out of town. It's the end of the month. I can't do this. But then when he realizes he leaves and he does it, it's okay.
And everything is okay.
And a lot of us get in that mindset of ourselves is like, we can't do it because if we're not there to do it, it's not going to get done. It might not get done exactly the way that we would do it if we were there,
yeah,
but it gets done and it gets taken care of. And the more that we give them opportunities to shine and to be able to do things, the more they realize they don't need us there with them as much there too. And when, like, there's something that's push comes to shove and they really need some help, then it's good that we're around, that we can help them and get them past that point. But it needs to be able to see them, be able to take over some of the reins and help with some of that stuff. And
I really like that part, is seeing how others like rise in their confidence because they got this.
Yeah.
And you know they got it. And they know they got it. And
and when there's a question or they think something's going to, there could be something there, they'll call us and ask us. And there's a few times Adam called us while we were out of town. And he's like, hey, I'm sorry to bug you, but I really have a question to ask you. I'm like, yeah, bug me. What's up? What can we help with? You know, because it was weird is when you have 25 years experience in doing it, you've ran the circle. There's not many things that they haven't called us about that we haven't, yeah, already experienced one way or another.
We have an answer, like,
yeah, that. And so I usually can have an answer, or I know a person that can take care of it for them, or it could do it. Like, we had this whole internet issue and they're like, well, it has been working all day, this whole week we've had problems. I'm like, well, why didn't you call me? So I make a phone call and figure out it's not our internet, it's our router, it's our server, it's inside here, it's the problem. But they wait till it gets so bad that something happens that they don't say nothing to me. And I'm like, why wouldn't you guys not say something to me earlier about this? You know, because I'm that fix it guy. You're like, I want to fix it now. I want to figure out what's, yeah, going on and why we're not getting it fixed. So anyways, 25 years we have been doing this. It has been a great journey. Our company, I love. I love the new experiences. I love the EMS side of it. I love the ambulance side. I love the BAC side. I like where it's gotten us to the lifestyle we're at. I love the real estate side that we're doing now and doing our STRs. I love that we're investing in properties and we're finding tile together at Lowe's or we go shopping for some things and we get some suggestions and I actually get to have some pick in some things because I'm not, as you could tell, I'm very color coordinated. I'm wearing
the orange shoes and the blue jacket.
The orange shoes, the blue jacket, the black socks. I mean, I am there. But you have a great talent at putting houses together and how they look and how they're doing it. And we're kind of having fun with it, putting some of these things together and going to and checking on them. So I
think that we have fun with all of the aspects of work. And that's
I disagree.
I do.
I don't like the office part. I don't like being in the office. I don't like the computer part. I don't even own a laptop now. You got my laptop. If I can't do it on my iPhone, I'm in trouble, or my iPad. But well, I do have a keyboard. I have a keyboard for my iPad. So I guess that would be a laptop.
Okay. Well, yeah. I think the generalization of doing the things that you actually enjoy doing are another piece of that, authenticity, that you can show up and truly be happy because you actually enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah.
And maybe that's something that needs to be a reflection point.
Sure, especially some of you guys, you have your company and you're
miserable.
Yeah, you're miserable doing the same thing, but you choose not to get help in that one thing that you're not that great at. You don't do that great of a job out of it, but you do it because you think nobody else is going to be able to do it better than you are, and you suck.
Or you don't want to pay somebody to do it. Like the bookkeeper, that's an area that I see entrepreneurs over and over again. They end up doing their own payroll. They're doing their own bookkeeping, and they hate bookkeeping.
Or you have so many kids that you need some help, and you need a babysitter, but you choose not to get a babysitter because you don't want to pay for it. I mean, you know.
But I remember one of our managers, and this is kind of a funny little story. He had explained that one of the things that him and his partner would have arguments about or discontent would be who's going to clean up after the dog mess outside in the yard. And I was like, you know that you can hire a service to do that, and they'll come every week, and it's not that expensive. You should probably get some quotes and just see if that's something that you don't have to talk about anymore. And he was like, yeah. Like, it didn't occur to him to even, think about hiring that out. And when someone else brought it up, it was like, yeah, why wouldn't I do that? And so then, come to find out, it wasn't expensive at all. And now there's no discussion about it. And he was like, I can't believe how this one thing was creating this resistance to where it was like almost a daily distraction. And now it's completely gone. And it's none of our responsibility. And it's like, I think that there's a lot to be said about some smaller investments that we can make in our lives to just take that resistance or that negative stacking down some notches. And it's a great opportunity over the new year to be thinking about what are some things that are creating resistance in my life. And I don't need to do that anymore.
What are you going to allow and what are you not going to allow?
Yeah.
And anything. 2025, I think we're going to not allow a lot of resistance in our life.
Yeah.
We're going to allow a lot of health things come into our life. We're looking at different things that grounds us better. And it's going to be better for the company. And it's going to be better for the managers. And it's going to be better for the team. And it's going to be better for our family.
Yeah, and it'll be better for us as individuals.
That's my goal. That's my goal for 2025. It's not just to bring revenue up. It's not just to make more money. It's to have more joy, more happiness, more healthiness, and to go out and experience life more. Like, it's so funny, is like we have so much of the state that is here that we haven't even seen, and we live in it.
One of the things.
Shoot, I might have to go get the motorhome and just bring it back so we can use it, because it's still down in Pensacola, Florida, and we're not using it there. So I'm damn near ready to go bring it back just so we can go take it on a trip down to Fairbanks.
Well, I think all of those points that you mentioned, Charlie, we're totally aligned with, and I think that makes a big difference when we're cheering each other on to continue on this journey of supporting ourselves.
Yep. And each other.
Yes.
And our kids and our grandkids and our family. It's not that we don't want to help. It's not that we want to do it. We want to help them figure out the problem so they know how to fix it and how they can do it later in time.
Yeah, and I think that's really the message for moving forward in leadership, is it's we don't want to fix it for you. We want to show you what's possible, number one, And we want to walk with you on this journey to walking through to the other side, because if we fix it for you, then the situation's going to come up again, and the lesson that you were supposed to learn by us just fixing it for you wasn't learned, and so it's going to be repeated. And so the goal is to actually grow and to raise up. So thank you guys for joining us for this episode. And
you know, it's December 31st. You're going to be seeing this. Have a happy new year. Be safe and rent a limo or a car. Don't drink and drive. Call us 907-222-2600. Enjoy your day. Do not start off with a DWI or some kind of crazy thing with domestic violence with your partner, because
making a left hand turn.
I'm just saying that I'm trying to plug some work here. We can get some work because I got Mama needs a new ring. So, anyways, if you have any questions, you know how to get in touch with us. We're here to help. We talk about these things that are going around in our life because we're not crazy and you're not crazy. There's just crazy things that happen. And maybe if you hear that other people are having some of the same issues or problems, you can relate with it and know that you're not by yourself.
Yeah, you're not alone in this.
Nope. See you later. Have a good new 2025.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks again for joining us on the Raise Up Podcast. You can find us at raiseupmindset.com. Our socials link there, so you can get anything that you need from Instagram, Facebook, our shorts. You can download the podcast straight from the website. If you're listening on another platform, please like, subscribe, share. We're just getting the word out on really the encouragement and propelling the entrepreneurial movement in our communities. Thanks again for listening. We've got something special at the end of our episodes now, where it's called the Raise Up Response. This is just a sheet that if you want to dive deeper, it's got questions, it's got takeaways from the podcast. Click the link below and you can request it. It'll take you to our website and find it in your inbox. Thanks again. Bye-bye.